In your top stories this hour, NSFAS asks former students to pay it back. Johannesburg municipality fails to elect council whip. And Minister Meth says employment equity is not optional. The time is 8 o'clock. This is Wild Coast Radio. The National Student Financial Aid Scheme, NSFAS, has called on former students to pay back the money they owe it. According to NSFAS, more than 820,000 former students owe it more than 45 billion rand. The agency says at least 113 former students owe 500,000 rand each. NSFAS was forced to write off over 312 million rand in bad debt between April 2022 and March this year. It says over 6,800 of its debtors died during this period. The City of Johannesburg Municipality Council has failed to vote for a new council whip yesterday. The attempts to find a replacement for Setemze Zunga continued late into the night last night. However, African National Congress councillors could not agree on a candidate. The party leaders proposed Kwasa Mulu Choko for the position, while its female members requested that the position be filled by a woman. The council will meet next month to vote again after two attempts to elect a new council whip failed last night. The Good Party says incidents of racism in schools in the Western Cape are a symptom of a social failure. The province was rocked by allegations of racism at schools in Knysna and George this month. Pupils at one of the schools also accused management of not doing anything to stop the racism. The Good Party's Chantal Kaid says the country needs an urgent strategy to tackle racism. Staying in the Western Cape, schools in the province will receive the same basket of post allocations next year that they received this year. This according to the circular the province Department of Education sent to schools this week. The circular outlines staffing processes for the 2026 academic year. The MEC for Education, David Mainier, says schools in the province will receive the individual staff establishments for next year from today. The Minister of Employment and Labour, Namakosa Nze Meth, says employment equity is the law and it's not optional. The Minister addressed the Women in Tech function in Woodmead, Johannesburg yesterday. The Chinese-owned company, Hawaii, organised the event. Meth called on companies to move faster to ensure that women are equally represented at decision-making levels. She says the pace of transformation in South Africa remains very slow. In international news, air traffic controllers in France are planning to go on strike next month. The workers demanded better salaries and working conditions. The union representing the air traffic controllers says it has tried to avoid the strike and made several proposals to the employees. This will be the second time air traffic controllers have gone on strike in France this year, following another strike last month. And now in sports news, let's see what Mike Godfrey has to say.
Sport, motorsport, Formula One moves to the Netherlands Grand Prix. Rain is forecast for all 3 days. With rain, chaos looms. Go Max Verstappen, he loves the rain. Netherlands Grand Prix starts Sunday, 1500. Don't miss this race. In rugby, calling Black Label Curry Cup, heading to the 6th week with Toyota Cheetahs dominant. Presently, they're top of the log. Well done, Toyota Cheetahs. Games today at 1700. Toyota Cheetahs take on the 3rd place Suzuki Kirkwood. Going to be one massive game. Kickoff at 1700. Don't miss it. Saturday at 1500. Fidelity ADT Lions take on the arch rivals at Emirates Airlines Park, the Vodacom Blue Bulls. Lions should have the edge here and come home winners. 17:10, Hollywood Bet Sharks, oh, second of the log, the impressive Sunland Bowling Cavaliers. Sharks are winless this season, so it's hard to punt them. But you never know, going to be a great game. 19:20, DHL Western Province at home to the resilient Ealing Pumas. Great game. Enjoy sport. Wild Coast Radio, Mike Godfrey.
Thanks, Mike. And Well, I sincerely hope you get your weekend of sport out there. Certainly lots happening there as well. A short while ago, gold was selling at $3,408.30 per ounce, per fine ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude cost $67.62. One US dollar cost R17.71, one British pound cost R23.91, and the euro is currently trading at R20.61. One Bitcoin is currently trading at $111,572.81. That is all for this bulletin, and your next news bulletin will be at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Streaming worldwide, Wild Coast Radio.
We've been quiet, said we'd try it for a while, but that was years ago. If you see me, if I see you, a part of me hopes that we do. No, say everything we wanted to after all this time. I cut the tree down that we grew. You know, the one we carved our names into. Still, I can't go back to the places we knew. 'Cause they ask me if I still think about you. Only all the time. Only all the time. Only all the time. Hometown drive.